Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. Amen. Welcome to a year in the Word. Glory to God. We are coming on broadcast a little bit later than usual. Unfortunately, I do leave work and come into this broadcast and was delayed on this morning. So my apologies to you all, but thank you so much for being with me. I won't be before you very long. We're just reading from Psalms 117 and 118 today to the glory of God Almighty. We give Him glory, honor, and praise. He is worthy. So worthy. Amen. He continues to move on our behalf. He continues to pave the way before us and make it so that we can come to know Him in the pardon of our sins, and so that He can show us what living is as we are alive and well in the earth. Amen. The Lord wants to subdue our enemies while we're on earth. He wants us to have life everlasting and life, amen, abundant life, even in earth, not just in eternity. He wants us to be free, to have a liberty unlike the liberty that the rest of the world has and unlike the liberty that they have the understanding of, because much of the world does not understand that they are in sin and that sin is truly bondage. But Jesus came that we might be free and have life, and that more abundantly. Oh, we give God glory. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, just thanking and praising you, Lord God, for your love, your mercy, your kindness toward us all. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and for this great salvation that you have given to each and every one of us. Open, Lord God, our hearts and our minds to receive of your Spirit on today, to receive, Lord God, of the ways of teach us, instruct us. Lord God, give us revelations directly from your throne and help us, Lord God, to maneuver our way through this life with you, Lord God, with you and not against you, or not rebelling. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we need help in all our ways, in all of our situations. We don't always know the direction, Lord, so we come to you who is our director. You are our healer. You are our way maker. You are our deliverer, our salvation. You are the one, Lord God, who makes all things well with us. And we give you glory, honor, and praise this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move, Lord God, in us as we read the word this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, revelations directly from your throne. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen, amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord this morning. Amen. We're coming from Psalms 117 and 18 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples, for his merciful kindness is toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say, his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, his mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord now say, his mercy endures forever. I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire on those who hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They surround me. Yes, they surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They surrounded me like bees. They were quenched like a fire of for in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. You pushed me violently that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them, and I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous shall enter. I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and he has given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God. I will exalt you. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. I have read and you have heard from Psalms 117 and 118 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. We give the Lord glory, honor, and praise. Amen. Oh, we just give the Lord glory today. I just praise God. Amen. If you notice, amen, in the scriptures, amen, we're seeing even some prophetic words about Jesus, where it talks about the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Amen. This is the Lord. Amen. And the writer even says, this was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. And we shall, each and every one of us, rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. God allowed us to be here, giving us another opportunity to call upon his name, another opportunity to come closer to his throne, another opportunity to be realigned with that relationship with the Lord that we need, so that when it's time for us to transition into eternity, we'll be ready. But not just that, because Jesus said he came that we might have life and that more abundantly. So he wasn't just referring to the then and there, but also the here and now. Amen. God wants to bless us now. He wants us to prosper now. He wants us to know who he is now. He wants to have a true and living relationship with us right now. Amen. The word lets us know that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. His name is Jesus. And there is no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. Jesus is the only way to salvation. Jesus is the only way to the Father. There is no other way. There is no substitute. There's no other entity that is able to save. Amen. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Amen. I hope, amen, that you have decided, amen, to allow the Lord into your heart and into your soul. Amen. He will change everything for you, including your perception of the way things are. Amen. The Lord will do that for you. Amen. He will change your life forever and change your trajectory. Glory to God. So many times that's what we need. We need to be realigned. Amen. So that our life goes in another direction, away from the things that have caused us harm, toward the things that are life-giving, life-sustaining. Amen. And that is the Spirit of God. He is the life-sustainer. He is the life-giver. Why don't we just go to the source? His name is Jesus. Call on his name, and he will answer and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Bless the name of the Lord. Jeremiah, amen, said those words. Amen. I hope you will continue to join me as we continue in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.